Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, listeners. Welcome back to Coaching Conversations. This is your life coach and host, Sean Jakowski, and I'm with the wonderful Moni Visco, who is a relationship clarity coach. How are you, Moni?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Awesome. Awesome. It's great to be here. And I want to thank our listeners and invite you to look us up online if need be, whether during the show, after the show, at wnylifecoaching.com. That's where you can directly reach both Moni and I. And I want to give you also our phone lines, which is 716-560-6552. And today, Moni and I came up with Moni, I have to give you kudos. You came up with the topic of guilt, and I think it's a beautiful topic. And as you brought that up to the forefront, I have been contemplating the guilt in my life so we can have some a good conversation. But welcome to our listeners. Emily, you have anything you'd like to share before we get rolling?
No, other than we're doing our relationship class one more in May, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
It's May 4th, right?
That's May 4th, yep. Good. Yep, from 10 to 11 at the coaching center. Yep, and just to give our listeners an opportunity to know what we talk about, we kind of keep it as an open forum so you can come in and try to get some clarity on any type of relationship you may be having. If you happen to resonate with guilt, you can come talk in your relationships. You can come talk to us at that hour. But yeah, all is welcome. Mama Moni and I try to do that once a month. And then also I wanted to mention tomorrow night at the coaching center, we will be having group meditation, Reiki, and breathwork hour. So come aboard. There's lots of classes, but I inundate you all. Just if you will, go online. Ooh, background noise there, Moni. Yep. So come aboard and look at all the classes we may have. Okay, so Moni, you came up with guilt. How did your consciousness lead you to the topic guilt?
Only because of some conversations with friends about things that they felt like they guided their children the wrong way and feel really guilty about it. And, you know, I thought this was a good topic because I think we have guilt for many reasons, but I think when it comes to our children, I think a lot of people carry a huge amount of guilt. Like, are we doing the right thing? Did we do the right thing? And after this topic now recently, I have been watching this Truth About Cancer documentary, which is good and bad because it kind of scares you. But it was talking about vaccines and how, you know, the controversy around vaccines, which we're not going to get into today. But, you know, I gave my children vaccines a long time ago because they're older, but recently it was the HPV, which my daughter didn't want to take because she hates getting shots. And I sort of felt, you know, in consulting with the pediatrician who said, yes, I gave it to my daughter, and another pediatrician who said, absolutely. And now I'm like, oh, my God, I don't think I should have given her this vaccine. And so I started, this happened yesterday, and I was like, what a great topic today, because I was like overcome with guilt. Like, what if I caused my daughter harm when I was, you know, thinking I was doing something good for her, which we all are. Our intentions are, you know, we want to help our children. So everything we're doing, we think is in their best interest. And then after the fact, we find out it might not be. And then what do you do with that?
Oh, I've had plenty of those incidents. Well, I just want to say, I want to, the guilt, so, the mom guilt, I think, you know, we're moms, even dad guilt, but I've heard that topic in mothers and in so many different levels. So I love how you brought it up because it's a different level I didn't think of. But I think before we roll in, let's talk about guilt and, like, let's find out where it's found, because what I find is interesting, guilt can surface in so many different ways and so many dimensions that the awareness of it is important. Like even then, the vaccine, some people could say it was worrying, but, you know, you looked at it a little deeper and had a guilt feeling. You know, with children too, I know even myself, like going back to work, I had that guilt feeling. You know, am I doing the right thing? Mom's actually making pleasure for herself and that guilt. You know, in the bigger picture too, you know, what I see a lot in my coaching practice is the Catholic guilt. I've seen that in a lot of clients. So there's that level. And then
Yeah, there's so many different facets of guilt.
Yes. But I want to, before we get rolling in that, I read something which really kind of really nailed it. It was really beneficial. And what they're saying is that, you know, guilt really is just a message, you know, that, you know, there are reasons, you think about why guilt bothers you. You know, some people focus on the emotion itself and ignore the fact that it's actually a message. When a person feels down, he may be focusing on doing anything that cheer you up, but instead, you know, really find out what the basis is of the emotion. And I want to talk about it because then we can go a little deeper, even the vaccine. I want to talk to you because I even had that too. I remember they were questioning me about giving vaccines and I'm like, I chose not to. And you know, then you start second guessing. But why do you think guilt comes in? What do you think was, you know, with the vaccine and your child? I mean, what do you think the core of it is? I don't know if we can help people because I contemplated this.
Because I think it's that you feel like you did something wrong. I mean, it's really, you made a decision that would negatively impact someone. And that's what I think with guilt is with anything. Like if you, you thought you wanted to give someone a ride somewhere or somebody asked you for a ride and you said no because you had too much going on. Sometimes we feel guilty about that. Like, oh, I should have done it for them. So I think it's like making a wrong decision, which I know this article distinguishes it from shame, and Brene Brown does also because she does so much shame research, but it's not like I'm a bad person. You know, it's different from shame. It's like I made a bad decision, but it negatively impacted someone and I can't take it back now. You know, I can't change it. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think that's what guilt is. At least that's from my perspective.
Right.
Some people's guilt is taking on responsibility for other people's happiness. And then that's a different issue, you know, because that we could work through that because we don't have to take on responsibility for other people's happiness. So that's maybe a low self-esteem issue versus.
That's what they talk about. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, versus just, I made a decision that could negatively impact somebody.
Right.
I
had a couple instances like where I had, I felt like I disappointed people. You know what I mean? And then I think for me, the guilt came in is because I feel like I dropped the bomb of one of my responsibilities, you know? But I think it comes down to, for me, you know, when I saw, when you boil everything down, it's like, you know, where was I being true to my values? Or, you know, did I, you know, if I didn't, you know, it's almost like guilt and shame, like, oh, I didn't do what I was supposed to do. Or I feel like, you know, that's where you say, oh, I feel like I let people down. You know, and then with my children, like being, you know, self-love on myself and that guilt, I think that's more. And I want to talk about that. That was, because I think I moved past that a little bit in my life. And I think it's really important because, like I said, I see a lot of it in the coaching practice with the strong belief systems that, you know, we should be doing things for other people that sometimes don't serve us. And I had to move past that guilt of actually taking care of myself and sharing that. Because they say sometimes you have to look at guilt and, you know, people try to place guilt on you. It's whether you self put guilt on yourself or other people are putting guilt on you. That's another dimension, too, I think maybe we can take a look at. You know, because go ahead. I'm sorry. Were you going to comment?
No, I was just going to say, I don't know that people can put guilt on you because whenever I coach people, I always say no one can make you feel anything. I mean, if you perceive that they're putting guilt on you,
exactly.
It's guilt that you already have.
If you didn't have
it, they wouldn't be able to, quote, unquote, make you feel guilty.
Because
I hear that, you know, my kids will say that, you're making me feel guilty. It's like, no, I'm not. Like, you're feeling bad about your decision, and I'm pointing it out to you. You know what I mean? So,
well, they say, I read an additional article which got, it's almost like the, you know, some people try to control people using guilt.
Mm-hmm.
You can never be controlled,
mm-hmm.
right? That's where it is, you know. And I even want to say some of my upbringing, too, where I felt so, like, I did wrong because I had somebody else's value systems, you know, and this is part of, I think, self-discovery and coming and opening, but, you know, I was living by other people's value systems and belief systems. So mm-hmm. I was gauging my, mm-hmm. what I did and what I didn't do, whether it was right or wrong, and feeling guilty because I was maybe letting somebody else down. But it was almost, they say, almost like a method of controlling. and you mm-hmm. can't be controlled, but I think it's very empowering, you know. And that's how I think, you know, some of the I see the guilt from, you know, I'll say even religious guilt. You know, you have to find what is right for you. You know, sometimes those guilt, that's why I always say, you know, look at it as messages, you know, maybe it can even be useful. You know, is this guilt really, you know, serving you? Is it really right? What can I learn from this? Instead of feeling, you know, getting wrapped up in the emotion part of it. You know, I think I was explaining to you, again, we were talking about it, like I felt like I dropped my bomb with my kid and I was feeling guilty. But then the more I looked at it, it was a great opportunity to see really what I could be grateful and how, you know, what I can pull from that. And mm-hmm. and that's part of the process they're saying how to, because sometimes it's not easy. If you stay in that, the feeling of guilt, if you stay in there and that feeling and it's not serving you, that's where the problem, you know, not problem, but that's where... guilt can be useful to take a look and reevaluate what's going on in your life and what is right for you or how you can even better. But if you stay kind of in that feeling and not move forward and it's not serving the purpose that it's meant, you know, the messages. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's go back to nobody can control the guilt, though. Do you think, though, I mean, I just had a teacher make my son try to feel guilty. And we talked to him about it. And, you know, I mean, my husband said that. I'm like, no, you know, I'll share with you. He was my little guy. He's very athletic, very competitive. And I don't think the teacher valued competitiveness. So she was kind of making mm-hmm. him feel bad about it. And we sat down. And, you know, I could see him trying to absorb it. And that's where I was interesting about the guilt. You know, people's different beliefs can sometimes... I don't know. Why do you think that, Lonnie? Is that more the people-pleasing, or what do you think with, you know, feeling guilty?
That he felt bad about it? That he felt guilty?
A little bit. She was trying to make him feel bad about his competitiveness with, like, the kids on the playground. And I'm like, you know, we value it kind of, you know, we didn't see it as a bad quality.
So did he feel bad? Like, how did he feel?
Yeah.
Like, the important part is how did he felt like I shouldn't
do
this?
Well, he felt bad.
Or...
Well, there was an instance where the kids were kind of on the playground and they were going back and forth. And she said, you know, Adam should be a leader and that, you know, his competitiveness. And she kind of didn't put any attention on the other child that was provoking it.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind
mm-hmm.
of put the attention like it was his problem. And, you know, he should have, you know, made him feel guilty because he was actually, you know, I think, I don't know, it was like football and they were winning and the kids were getting upset. So, you know, and my son's sensitive, but I'm like, honey, it's okay. You can be good at what you do. You know,
mm-hmm.
it was like, you know, so
I think the conversation there is, you know, if the guilt, I mean, like this article says, guilt is good because it will alert you to the fact that you may have made a decision that is not, it might hurt somebody else. But it's all what your intention is. So it's not the competitive nature in and of itself that's a bad thing or something he should feel guilty about. But if he's using it to put other kids down or make them feel bad, then you have to check in with yourself. So if you're just saying, I'm doing my best and there's nothing wrong with me doing my best and I'm really
mm-hmm.
sorry if some other kid might feel like they're not as good as me at the sport, that's
right.
their issue. You know what I mean? They have to
right.
talk to their mom about why they're feeling bad about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not making that person feel inferior either. But if he is intentionally doing it, then, yeah, check in. What is my intention? Am I trying my best because I just really like to win? But it doesn't really have anything to do with beating somebody else, per se,
exactly.
or making them feel bad. That's, and if you feel like I'm doing nothing wrong, I'm just being myself and doing the best that I can, then there should, you know, then that's when you can work through that guilt then.
Beautiful. Beautifully
but
put.
If,
beautifully
you know,
put.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I think the key is always the intention behind the action. And I can
right.
tell my, now as I'm saying that, I'm thinking, okay, when I was, you know, telling my daughter to do this shot, I was really doing it from love. I was afraid, you know. And of course, there's a whole other thing about the fear of God that the pharmaceutical companies put into everyone. So that's a whole other topic that we could talk about on another show. But
like, yeah. It's tricky. No, guilt is an energy. It is an energy,
yeah.
And it's a tricky energy. It can be useful, but again, I think you're right. People's intentions in guilt that's one, because I think guilt can be something used to, unfortunately, manipulate people. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, the other part is guilt is just your subconscious. I think sometimes when you're questioning your value systems and if, you know, the circumstances are, you know, seem a little hazy, that's where sometimes guilt can surface. But so
mm-hmm.
let's do this. I know we kind of gave some ideas of how guilt can surface. And now I think the important part, because I know when people walk around with guilt, it can be disabling, really
mm-hmm.
disabling. So what do you think the big component of releasing guilt may be?
That's a tough one. I know
as I gave it to you, buddy,
here.
You can handle the tough ones.
Yeah.
What?
It's they have some ideas in this article that we're referring to here.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first thing, which I agree with, is just, you know, take responsibility for it. Like, I did
mm-hmm.
it, and I always feel like if you did do something that you felt was wrong after the fact, you know, you can apologize for it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's
right.
never a need to defend yourself, because if you're defending yourself, then you don't feel like you did anything wrong. But if you did, then acknowledge it. And if you can say you're sorry, then do that. I mean, you can't always do that, but
right.
at least taking responsibility for it, because I think it will eat you alive if you try to deny it or suppress it.
Right.
Another suggestion they're saying is write a story about what happened. So I think that's just more of like going into your feeling of guilt, kind of being with the feeling.
Right.
And then, you know, to move past it is really, I think there's a lot of different ways you can rationalize it, like we were talking about, asking yourself what your motives or your intentions were behind it.
Mm-hmm.
What I feel, and this is, I don't know if it's on this list, but emotional freedom technique, EFT or tapping on your acupuncture points is what I personally did. It helped
right.
a little bit. I think I have to do a lot more rounds of it
right.
because I don't know if people are familiar with that, but it's like tapping on your acupressure point, certain points on your face and body that will signal the amygdala to not go into the fight or flight. It'll kind of calm it down and say, okay, even though I made this decision or I did this action, I love and accept myself, and then talk about how you're feeling as you're tapping
right.
on the point, and then move
mm-hmm.
past it. Like, I was doing the best that I could. I made, you know, I was making a loving decision. Or whatever. It'll kind of, like, the language kind of is not that relevant. It's more of what the feeling is behind it and while you're tapping it. I think it really does. Because
right.
the
right.
other ways are very much rational, which we can do that, and it's definitely helpful. But then there's that one component of, like, I get all of this intellectually, but I'm still feeling really bad.
Well, I think that's when you tap into your spiritual realm, you know.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Exactly.
I think, you know, the guilt thing, trust me, I've experienced oodles of guilt. Raising kids, husband, in-laws, you know, work. I think you're right, number one, is you can't deny it. You know, that's not going to serve
mm-hmm.
you if you're just going to put it in your subconscious. It's not healthy. But, you know, just first come, this is my view, you have to come to relation with it. And that could even be part of the uncomfortableness of, you know, having to feel that feeling of like, ugh, you know. You know, and I know a lot of times we have tendencies to go into the fight and flight response. Either we fight it out or we, you know, flight. But I think just holding the space with the actions is important. From there, though, what I've noticed is just trying to learn from it is, for me, the best way to how I've always gotten through guilt is like, okay, I can't. Two words someone once told me, which I think is really awesome, is that sometimes you have to say shit happens. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that minimizes it, but someone once told me that, and I was like, thank you. You know, I cannot really go back to, you know, I can say sorry. And you know what? I can only make it better for in the future. You can do an inner shift, you know, the internal shift of how, what can I draw from it? What can I learn from it? You know, because I do find sometimes, you know, I used to be, I'm a kind of a positive vibration person. I resonate there. So negativity occasionally would jog me. But as I found, though, you know, it's useful. You have to have some of these uncomfortableness feelings, these negative emotions to draw out, you know, growth. So that's how I always try to get past it, you know, okay, what can I look, the bigger picture, what, you know, how can I change or what can I learn from it? When you're really feeling guilty about something, I do think some kind of, like you're saying, the tapping, some kind of process, some processy, whatever is right. You know, if you can't go make amends to your boss, you know, then maybe then I have to do some kind of ritual to make myself let go of it. You know, I was just, I had some burdensome things. I went into Sedona. I was away last week, and, you know, the going on a nature hike was very healing for me. You know, I, you know, realize I am not a perfect human being. I you know, I screw up sometimes, but, you know, what do I want to draw from it? That's too. And I do think some of the, you can rationalize it. And, you know, talking, finding someone to talk through is helpful too. Coaching is great, but I've even done in my coaching practice, we do releasing, you know, we write it on a piece of paper, you know, and surrender it, you know, sometimes you got to surrender it, let it go. Because if, I find, you know, if you don't let go and you hold on, you just slow down, you know, it becomes, you know, your vibration slows down, the way you interact in life, you know, it doesn't serve anyone. So, but yeah, but guilt is a tricky feeling, tricky emotion, I guess, or a tricky vibration. But I think the more we become aware of it, the more we can recognize it, the more we can work with it. But yeah, I think it was a great tool to me. Like we just had an instance. I think I was sharing with you. I felt like my older son. I didn't again, like you with the shots. I'm like, am I acting out of my interest or my son's interest? And it's a fine line. And I had some remorse, you know, and I learned from him. Like, you know, I what I value too is I since I question that is I do value what my son values, you know, it's important to me that he becomes an authentic person in the way he is. It's just sometimes, you know, mom got in his way and I learned, I'm like, okay, well, it opened my consciousness a little bit to say, hey, you know, I can't be that mama bear all the time, you know? Yeah. So, but, yeah, you know, and the other thing too, I want to bring up because and this is from my past dealing, you know, I did have a traditional I have a very strong consciousness. I went to a Catholic school and I remember, you know, it probably goes into some of my people pleasing, but I remember like feeling as if like, you know, I have to have the highest perfectionism. I have to have these value systems. And if I don't live up to that, I stink, I sinned, I'm going to go to hell. But, you know, but it wasn't serving me because, you know, even like, let's just say marriages, you know, I remember in Catholic, they're always like, you know, you have to stay in a marriage or, you know, you know, it's sinful. And I remember the guilt of that. And, you know, it prevented, like, healthiness, you know? Like, there's choices and working towards things. And I think once I shifted past those guilt, I saw things more authentically and more genuine. I don't know if that makes sense to you or if you could help clarify that to our listeners.
I mean, I think it's just a matter of getting in touch with your intuition and your gut. Like, does this feel right or does it not feel right? It's not when somebody tells you this is a sin. I mean, here's a list of sins.
Right.
And you know somewhere in your body, I mean, you can feel that, well, this doesn't feel like it's wrong. I mean, it doesn't feel like it's wrong to get a divorce if you're in a really unhappy marriage. Like, I feel like it's wrong to stay in it. You know, if somebody who's in it, they can feel that this is not serving them, and yet they have this conflicting belief if they've been told, like, divorce is sinful or whatever
right.
they've been ingrained with. But you can feel what's right and what's the best for you. And then it's a whole process of overcoming those beliefs. And as you said, that's what's going to raise all this guilt. But, oh, my God, I'm going against this belief system that I've been told is the truth. And so you kind of have to question the truth, and that you might have some guilt with that, but I think that kind of guilt is you can overcome maybe a little, maybe not more easily, but it's a different process than,
right,
because it's just a matter of changing your belief system.
Exactly. Exactly.
Questioning beliefs yeah, that don't serve you.
Right.
So it's a little bit different than, you know, guilt as in whatever, I didn't do the right thing for my kid, or I didn't call a parent back and then something happens, or, you know what I mean? Things like that are a little bit different.
Right, right. That's why I said it's such a broad base and we can look at it that way, but
yeah,
it's very important. I think, and how to tie them up is that sometimes making mistakes is okay, you know, and that's where I think, you know, the guilt, I think, oh, that's where I had a part where I shedded that belief system, is that I found, like, you know, sometimes it's useful. That's how you learn. Mistakes is how you learn. And when you have remorse or shame, it's okay, because it can lead to corrective actions. You know, it can lead to corrective apps. It's just becoming aware of it and using it to be, you know, really a tool to help serve you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and kind of coming, you know, I think the basis for it, like on a more spiritual level, because sometimes, like I said, it's just, we can do all these exercises, but in the end, it's like, okay, it's a perfect universe and everything is happening as exactly as it should. And so that belief is like, okay, this is how it was supposed to be, and there's something higher than myself that's operating in the back, you know, in addition to my actions, and everything is synchronicity, and so this is how it's supposed to be, and there's a reason, and well, you know, what can I learn from it, and how do I move on from here then? Because
beautiful,
we can't
surrender,
go back.
Yeah, it's surrendering.
Surrender. Exactly.
There's a method to the madness. And I did that too. I'm like,
yes,
okay, draw on it. You know, I have to surrender it.
Yeah.
I have to surrender.
Because you have to surrender it. And I think, like, the exercise where you said writing it down and maybe burning it, or, you know, asking, praying for that, helping to help yourself surrender, asking for help to surrender it, saying affirmations, that's one of the things on here. You know, I forgive myself, or, you know, I love myself, that kind of thing.
Well, that was the last thing I was hoping to wrap up, is that the self-love and self-forgiveness is very important. You know, they say that, you know, and I always try to open people a little bit more to forgiveness, because we think of it as like pardoning people, but I'm like, no, you can forgive yourself and still believe maybe you're at fault or somebody else was at fault. But when you forgive, you're acknowledging. I think you're acknowledging the openness to move past, you know, the openness to care, you know, for yourself. You know, you can regret, but again, we all make mistakes. When we're human beings, we're not, you know, we are really, at the end of the day, growth comes from learning, you know, and that's what we take. It's trial and error.
Yep.
So, yep. So very good. I think we covered a lot here, but
yeah,
I think for any of our listeners, obviously this can be applied in so many different dimensions. Work, children, yourself, you know, past mistakes, people who loved ones that are gone, and you wish you could have done things, but there's, it is a vibration, and there's ways of healing and learning from it. So if you need help, or if you'd like to continue the conversation with us, please feel free to reach out to Money and I. You can find us at WNYLifeCoaching.com, or you can reach us at 716-560-6552. Would you like to end with anything? Or?
No, I think that's good. I think we covered it. It's a huge topic. I think we could talk about the different facets of guilt. We have like 5 shows on each one. So.
Right. We got the core concept.
I think we covered it. Yep.
Okay, well, I want to thank all our listeners for joining us. And Money, thank you. And we will see everyone soon. Okay, powers from within.
Okay.
Take care, everyone.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.